So I'd like to continue.
好，我们要继续。
To discuss a bit more about blessings.
来讨论一下祝福。
We all seem to love blessings and want a blessing. So let's talk more about what does the Torah say about blessings.
好，看来我们大家都很喜欢祝福，很喜欢蒙福，所以我们来看看妥拉对祝福是怎么说的。
We will explore the priestly blessing in Numbers chapter 6. However,
我们会从民数记第六章来看这个祭司的祝福。
First, let's just begin in Exodus chapter 20.
但是我们要从出埃及记二十章看起。
After God gives us the ten words of life,
在神把那关乎生命的十句话给我们之后，
these words that illuminate into the dark, God, Yeshua's light into the darkness.
这十句话，也就是耶稣。照在黑暗里。
Words that enable us, that if we take hold of them and live them, they enable us to see one another in truth.
如果我们抓住它，而且把它活出来，它就使我们有能力，能够真实的来看见彼此。
To see God in truth and to see ourselves in truth.
能够在真理中真实的面对神，看见神，也在真理中真实的来看待彼此。
And then pursue the life that God has destined for us.
然后来追求神预定所给予我们的这个生命。
That's in short the ten words, otherwise known as Ten Commandments.
好，那这就是十诫的概要。
After he gives us these ten words,
在他把十诫给予我们之后，
he then tells us how God wants us to make our altar of worship.
接下来呢，他就教导我们说，神要教我们怎么样做祭坛。
The altar of, that is in verse 24.
这是在第二十四节。
He tells in verse 23, he says, "Do not make any other god, any idols." And then verse 24, he tells us how to build our altar.
二十三节告诉我们不要做什么其他的偶像，然后二十四节就只是我们要筑祭坛。
The altar is the setting for our worship.
那这祭坛的目的就是要敬拜的。
And then he says, after in the latter part of verse 24.
然后在二十四节的下半段。
Can you read the whole verse, actually?
Okay, 好，我来读整个二十四节。你要为我筑土坛，在上面以牛羊献为燔祭和平安祭。凡祭下我名的地方，我必到那里赐福给你。
We build our altar where God causes His name to rest.
好。所以我们建造这个祭坛，好叫神的名能够安息在那个祭坛上。
His name and His glory are very much the same, are very similar.
他的名字跟他的荣耀其实是很相近的，几乎是一样的。
Where God causes His name to rest, there you see His glory.
神让他的名居住在哪里，安歇在哪里，你就会在那里看见他的荣耀。
And the glory is the radiance of God's face.
那荣耀就是神的那个脸所发出来的光。
And now in verse 20, at the end of verse 24,
那二十四节，
in the midst of our worship,
在我们的敬拜当中，
God then says that in every place that I cause my name to be remembered,
In
every place.
Okay. 神说，凡记下我名的地方，不管任何一个地方，记下我名的地方。
I will come upon you and I will bless you.
我必到那里赐福给你。
So in this verse we see that the relationship between God's name.
因此在这个经文里面，我们看见神的名
is critically linked to blessing.
跟祝福是有密切的关联的。
Bear that in mind.
好，记得这一点。
And let's move to the book of Numbers.
现在我们翻民数记。
As we move to the book of Numbers,
当我们看民数记的时候，
we remember that the setting for where did we build the altar of worship?
记得我们在哪里建造敬拜的祭坛呢？
Well, here you have a picture of an artist's representation.
好，在这里呢，我们有看到一个图。
The fire represents the pillar of God's glory.
这个火柱代表的是神的荣耀。
Resting over the dwelling place of God, where His name rests.
停留在神的居所，也就是记他记下他名字的地方。
And then the smaller fire is where the altar is.
那个比较小的火呢，就是祭坛的所在地。
And you might remember that the fire that burns on the altar of sacrifice of worship comes from God Himself.
那这个在敬拜的祭坛上面所烧着的这个火，是从神本身来的。
No man lights this fire.
这不是人点的火。
You can't light a match or bring a foreign fire onto this altar.
所以你不能够用私意点火，把一个这种奇怪的火，不是从神而来的火，带到这个祭坛。
It's truly a profound concept, actually.
事实上，这是一个相当深奥的概念。
This fire comes out of God, and that's what we read in Leviticus chapter 9.
这个火是出自于神，这是我们在利未记第九章所读到的。
And then it moves from Mount Sinai to the tabernacle.
然后它从西乃山移到这个会幕。
And then from the tabernacle, the tabernacle then is in the midst of Israel.
然后这个会幕呢是在以色列百姓的当中。
And as long as Israel will wander through the wilderness, that fire remains the same fire on the altar.
当以色列百姓在旷野中飘荡的时候呢，这个火就是同样的火，没有改变。
It would never go out.
而且也永不熄灭。
It would always be rekindled.
总是会重新点燃。
And as God brings us into the land of promise of Israel,
当神带领以色列百姓进入到应许之地的时候
，This fire will continue to burn on the same altar, the same fire.
这同样的火要在同样的祭坛上继续焚烧。
Years passed, centuries passed.
好几年过去了，好几个世纪过去了。
And the fire remains the same source of the same fire that came from God.
而这个火依然是那从神而来的那同样的火。
And that would then relate to Song of Songs chapter 8.
那这个跟雅歌的第八章有连结。
That speaks aboutThe mighty waters that cannot quench the fire, the flame of the Lord.
提到说，众水没有办法熄灭神的火。
The flame of the Lord of the love of God for His people.
这个是神他对他百姓的爱火。
Likened unto the love of a husband for his wife.
就像丈夫对他妻子的火，对他妻子的爱一样。
No matter how powerful water may be, it cannot.Take out this fire, this flame.
不管这大水有多大的力量，它都没有办法将这样的爱火给熄灭。
And this flame burns on the altar.
而这个火呢，在祭坛上焚烧。
The altar is to be made of earth.
而这个祭坛是土做的。
For man, humanity is made from the earth.
因为人就是尘土所造的。
And it is the fire, the worship of God's people, the Jewish people.
所以是神的百姓犹太人对神的敬拜。
This comes to teach us in a very poetic way.
然后这个教导呢是以一种很诗意的方式领导的。
Part of what preserves our life is living in this worship.
保存我们生命的部分的一个原因是活在这样的敬拜当中。
Living in the worship of God that is inspired by the flame of His love.
活在对神的敬拜里。而这样的敬拜是因着神的爱火而被启动的。
So, wow. It's helpful to have this image in our consciousness, the image of the tabernacle.
所以有会幕这样的图像放在我们的脑海里面是相当重要的。
And remember, it is meant to be eternal.
而且要记得，这样的事是直到永永远远的。
If Satan can destroy the Jewish people, then he can just put out the flame of God's love. If Satan can destroy the Jewish people, he can put out the flame of God's love.
如果撒旦能够毁灭犹太人，他就能够浇灭神爱的火焰。
People who believe in Yeshua can take great encouragement from that reality. People from the nations who put their faith in Yeshua.Are to take great encouragement.
所以列国凡相信耶稣基督的人，应当要从这样的真理里面得到很大的鼓励。
That because of the promises in the covenant of God with the Jewish people.
因为神通过他与以色列百姓所立的约，所给予的应许。
No matter what hardship the Jewish people experience, God is faithful.
不管是 以色列百姓经历怎样艰困的环境，神依然是信实的。
And in God's faithfulness to His people,
神对他百姓的信实，
He preserves us.
他因此他保存了我们。
There is no technique, no five step to success or how to get be blessed.
没有什么样子的技巧，或者是说蒙福的六个步骤，然后你要怎么样才能够得着祝福，这些方法策略。
It is only the grace of God.
只有一句话，神的恩典。
The flame of His love, of His covenant love.
也就是他立约之爱的火焰。
Burning on the altar of our life, our worship, our living worship.
在我们的祭坛，也就是我们的生命，我们每一天活在敬拜他的当中，持续燃烧着。
So when we live like that, knowing ourselves here in the Mishkan, the tabernacle.
因此，当我们明白这个真理，而且活在这个会幕当中的时候，
remembering that this is the place where He causes His name to dwell.
记得这就是他的名居住的地方。
And that where His name dwells, there He will bless His people.
而凡他的名居住的地方，他就在那边赐福给他的百姓。
So this is the place, the tabernacle, where His name dwells and where He blesses His people.
因此他的名就停留在会幕里，而也是在那里他祝福他的百姓。
Now let's move to Numbers chapter 6.
现在我们看民数记第六章。
At the bottom of the chapter, starting in verse, here, you have in Chinese. Numbers chapter 6, verse 22 to 27.
民数记六章二十二到二十七节。
Please read.
耶和华晓谕摩西说：“你告诉亚伦和他的儿子们说，你们要这样为以色列人祝福，说：愿耶和华赐福给你，保护你。”愿耶和华使他的脸光照你，赐恩给你。愿耶和华向你扬脸，赐你平安。他们要如此奉我的名为以色列人祝福，我也要赐福给他们。Amen.
So we see that this obviously is about God's blessing.
所以这里很显然的是关乎神的祝福。
Who in this passage is doing the blessing? God speaks to Moshe and Aaron.And says, speak these words to the people of Israel.
在这里，神晓谕摩西跟亚伦，对他们说，要对以色列人说这样的话。
And so then, throughout the generations, the priests will then bless the people with these words till today.
所以呢，数世纪、数代以来呢，这个祭司就是会用这些话来祝福以色列百姓，直到今日。
And we have all heard these words many, many times. They're very beautiful.
那我们已经听过这段话好多好多次了，这是相当美的话。
The critical question begins with, who is the one blessing?
那一个关键的问题呢，在于谁做这样的祝福呢？
I didn't say who is the one speaking, but who is the one giving the blessing?
我没有说是谁说这些祝福的话，而是谁给予这些福呢？
Now, I don't know if it works the same in Taiwanese.But when you receive this blessing, how have you heard it?
我不知道这个台湾话啊，台语怎么说的。但是你是怎么样来听这个祝福的？
When I taught in China, they said in Chinese, they say a certain way, and I don't know how you do it in Taiwanese.
在中国的时候呢，他们说用华语啊，就是这么样讲的。那台语边那讲呢？
But when you receive this blessing, have you heard it said, "May the Lord bless you and keep you"?
在我们听到这个祝福的时候，里面有说愿吗？就但愿耶和华赐福于你。
May the Lord? Is that how you often hear it being spoken to you?
你所听到的是不是都有这个但愿在其中？
From your heads, I'll say take that as a yes.
我想很多人点头，那答案应该是肯定的。
Well, in the word may,
在这个但愿啊，愿这个字里面
lies a very unstable question.
有一个很叫人不确定的一个问题存在。
Let's say you ask me to bless you, so I come and I bless you.
你说你要我来祝福你，所以我来祝福你。
And of course, these are the words God has given for me to bless you by.
所以呢，这些话就是神给我要来祝福你们的话。
If I say to you, May the Lord bless you.
但是如果我说，但愿希望的意思哦，但愿神他祝福你。
Then I think I have something to do with it.
那么我想这跟我有关。
I think that my hands are spiritual enough that if I lay my hands on you, you will be blessed.
可能呢，我就自认为我这双手是很属灵的，所以我这手要是按在你的身上，你才能够蒙福。
But woe to my reputation if nothing happens.
但是我万一我按了手，什么都没发生，我这名声不就毁了吗
？So I reserve the right to put in the question mark.
因此呢，我现在就保留一个问号在那里。
May God.Potentially bless you.
所以呢，就加上个但愿哦，神呢，他有这样的潜力，他要祝福于你。
I hope he will.
我希望他会。
And I hope he'll use me to do it.
而且我也希望他会通过我使用我来祝福你。
But if he doesn't, well, it's not me. God didn't do it. if nothing happens to you, well, we did say may.
啊，那如果什么都没发生的时候呢？记得哦，我们有说过但愿。
Now this is the reality of all of us, me included.
这个呢是我们的光景了，包括我在内。
There is always the fear. Well, what if nothing happens?
啊，我们总是会害怕说啊，万一我祷告了什么都没发生怎么办
？But that's not what we find written in the Torah.
可是妥拉里面可不是这样写的哟。
And when Yeshua came teaching as a rabbi, he didn't say, "May they be blessed." He said, "Blessed are the poor of the earth, for they will inherit the kingdom of heaven."
啊哈，当耶稣来的时候，耶稣也不讲说但愿这样的语气在其中。他说，清心的人有福了。他直接宣告有福了，因为天国是他们的。
We are priests, meaning we are simply the servant, the mouthpiece.
我们是祭司，也就是神的仆人，神的一个口。
These words of this blessing is made clear to us in the last verse, in verse 27.
在第二十七节里面呢，其实这祝福的意涵就很清楚。
The consequence of these words, if we truly perceive them.
如果我们真的能够看见这些祝福
results in the name of God dwelling on the people
就会带出一个结果啊，这个中文的翻译 也看不出来啊，就是说会使神的名停留居住在他百姓的身上
and then I will bless them, God says
然后神说我就要赐福给他们
so it's not meI don't do the blessing.
所以不是我这个祭司做这样的祝福。
Only God can bless.
因为能够祝福的唯独神。
He is the source of all blessing.
他是所有祝福的源头。
But I am his priest, his servant.
但是我是他的仆人，是祭司的身份。
And as long as I put the words in a question mark, there's no power.
但只要呢，我把这个字句里面画个问号在那里。这话就没有能力了。
May God bless you means I don't know that He will.
但愿神祝福你，意思就是说我不确定他会不会。
But rather, God bless you means God will bless you.
但是如果我说上帝赐福给你啊，就是上帝要赐福给你。
But it's not me. I need it just as much as you.
而不是我，因为我需要上帝的祝福就如同你需要上帝的祝福一样。
I am simply the servant.
我只不过是一个仆人。
As a servant, I am the dwelling place of the name.
所以身为仆人，神的名也居住在我里面。
This place, the Mishkan, the tabernacle.
这个 Mishkan 就是会幕这个字。
Is where God dwells in the midst of his people.
也就是神居住在他百姓当中的所在。
Maybe someday we can have a study just in Mishkan. It's so much fun.
或许有一天我们可以就专门来研究 Mishkan， 这是会幕，这是很有趣的。
Inside we come to discover that we have been restored to the Garden of Delight.
但是在里面呢，我们就会发现我们的生命已经被重建，回复到伊甸的生命光景。
It is within the delight that we find the blessing.
也是在喜悦中我们能够找到祝福。
Where does the glory, the name, the face of God visibly dwell to his people?
所以神的名、神的荣耀、神的面可见的啊，以可见的方式居住在他百姓当中的是在哪里呢？
The Holy of Holies, the innermost chamber.
也就是在会幕里面的至圣所、内室。
Where all there is the Ark of the Covenant.
那在至圣所里面只有约柜。
Made of gold, with two cherubim facing one another.
是黄金打造的，然后其上有两个基路伯面对面。
And it's between the cherubim where his glory resides, you see it, and you hear God speaking words of blessing to you.
而他的荣耀就在两个基路伯当中可以看得见，也在那里可以听见神他对他百姓的祝福。
Now this is a physical reality. You were to go there and you see it. You experience this. You're in his presence.
这个是在自然界里面的一个经历，你到那里去，你可以看得见，你可以经历的。
But the result of these words in Numbers chapter 6 is...
但民数记六章的这些话所带出来的结果呢
is that the name, the glory resides in us.
是神的名荣耀就居住在我们身上。
We become the living dwelling place, the living tabernacle.
我们就成为一个活的会幕，是活的神的居所。
Living palaces where the breath spirit of God dwells.
是神的灵所居住的一个皇宫。
And as his name rests on us, we are then the source of his blessing to all the families of the earth.
所以当他的名居住在我们身上的时候，我们就可以成为列邦万国的祝福。 Amen.
Amen. However, this depends on a very simple factor.
然而还有一个 很简单的因素哦，要看这个因素而定。
And that is when we bear God's name, we bear it in truth and fullness of who he truly is.
也就是当我们说、承载着神的名、带着神的名的时候，我们是要在完全的真理当中，就是真实的来呈现他、在这样的光景里面我们承载着上帝的名。
But of course, what is the name?
当然了，我们要问，那么你名是什么呢？
I think our cultures share this in common.
我想我们的文化啊，有一些共同的地方。
Your name is not void of meaning. It just sounds nice. No.
各位的名字呢，不是没有意义的，不是说啊，只是好听而已。
So often in the Western world, parents like the sound of a name, and so, well, I'll call my child like that. It sounds nice.
那在西方世界里面，很多时候取名字呢，大概都是觉得好听，好，所以就以这样的名字来命名他的孩子。
But in the Hebrew world, it's not like that.
但是希伯来人的世界不是这样。
The parents are to receive from God what is their name, the name of this new creation that's been given to me.
父母呢，要从神那边去领受这个新生儿的名字，好，这个交在父母手中的一个新生的生命。
For every true name has a meaning, and that meaning describes our life.
因为每一个真实的名字都有一个意义在，而这个意义呢，就将我们的生命做了一个描述。
The meaning describes our essence, our character. Who are we? Who am I?
这个名字的意义描述出我这个人生命的本质，我的品性啊，然后啊，我到底是谁？
I remember the first time my wife told me her name, her Chinese name.
我记得第一次我的太太把她中文名字告诉我的时候。
Before that, she was Joyce, and that, well, that's nice.
啊，以前呢，我们就叫她 Joyce， 哎，不错啊，这名字不错。
But then she told me her real name.
但接下来呢，他就把他的中文的名字告诉我。
And explains it means many blossoms.
他说那个意思呢，代表很多的花朵。
And all of a sudden, the dark clouds have rolled away, and I can see who she is.
啊，那当他讲了他的名字之后呢，所有这些乌黑的这个云朵呢，都退去了，我就可以看见他是谁。
I can perceive, I can see her. She is great beauty. She is a garden of many blossoms.
我就可以看见他是谁，看见他的美，他是一个有众多花朵的花园。
A person to be seen, well, it begins with your name.
所以一个人要被看见是从他的名字开始。
What is God's name?
那么神的名字是什么呢？
What is his name?
他的名字是什么？
Earlier we mentioned that a child becomes an adult when they learn that their father or mother has a name.
之前我们有提过，当一个孩子学到说，哦，我爸妈也有他们的名字，也有他们的生命的时候，这个时候这孩子就慢慢长大成人了。
It's the beginning of the stages that a child takes to step out into a bigger world than his own.
这也是一个孩子从自我的世界里面踏出来，然后进入到一个更开阔世界的开始。
Not everything is about me. I'm not the most important thing in this world.
不再像孩提时代一样，什么事情呢都是以自我，以我为中心，我不是这世界中最伟大的。
But I now start to discover a relationship, and in the relationship I see, oh, who are you? I start to see who you are.
现在我开始发现人际关系，那在跟人互动关系当中，我开始能够去了解，哦，你是谁。
The same is true with God.
那跟神也是同样的道理。
As long as we're calling him God, we're not calling him by his name.
只要我们就称呼他神啊，神啊，并没有在叫他的名字。
Now Yeshua said, we cry out, Abba, Abba, and so I love to cry out, Abba, Abba.
耶稣说，我们要呼喊阿爸，阿爸，所以我也很喜欢，就是呼喊阿爸，阿爸。
But he taught us, this is how you speak, this is how you pray.
但是他也这样教导我们说，你当这样祷告说。
What is his name?
那他的名字是什么呢？
The name of the living God.
是一个永生神的名。
Maybe tomorrow morning we'll explore how God reveals his name.
好，或许明天早上我们可以来谈谈神是怎么样启示他的名的。
But like I said, this passage of this priestly blessing results in me knowing it and living it.
好，那如同我刚才说过，这些祝福所带出来的结果就是我要有这样的认知，而且能够活在这其中。
I know his likeness. I know who he is. What is he like?
我现在知道他的形象，他的样式，我知道他是什么样子的一个神。
And I start to live in that nature, in that likeness.
然后我开始活在他的这个本质，他的这样的形象跟样式当中。
So the words begin in verse 24.
好，从24节开始。
Yivarechacha Adonai vayishmarecha. Bless, Lord bless you and guard you.
主神赐福给你，保护你。
The habit is to say, May God bless you and guard you.
我们习惯说愿神，愿耶和华赐福给你，保护你。
But the may is not in the text, it's not written.
但在妥拉的经典里面呢，没有这个愿字。
So again, we now want to ask the question, well, what truly is a blessing?
所以现在我们要问一个问题，什么是真实的祝福呢？
For this is the beginning of the journey. It begins with a blessing.
因为这是我们的旅程的起头，是从祝福开始的。
So often, if you were to go out, maybe a survey throughout the church, and ask everybody, don't write your name, but just tell me, what do you think a blessing is?
好，如果呢，你在教会做一个调查，说，哎，不用记名的啊，写下你对祝福的认知，你认为祝福是什么？
Might be very interesting what you might receive in response.
那答案可能会很有趣哦。
I mean, I don't know if you do that here, but in the West, you sneeze, I bless you. Hachu, bless you, hachu, bless you. What do you mean?
我不知道这里怎么样，但是在美国啊，在西方世界啊，你打个喷嚏，他们都会说祝福您。
Oh, there goes somebody very wealthy. Oh.Man, he must be so blessed.
然后呢，看见或听到说，哦，有人很有钱，那你的反应就说，哦，那他一定很有福气咯，很蒙福哦。
What did he get sneezed on? What does it mean? Did he get sneezed on and so blessed and wealthy?
所以他是不是人家对他打喷嚏，所以他就蒙福了呢？因为打喷嚏就要说赐福给你啊。
No, what is blessing according to the Torah?
不，我们要从妥拉来看看这个祝福是怎样的一个观点。
Well, like a parable, a story helps to understand most clearly.
就像耶稣喜欢用比喻故事，在比喻故事里面呢，可以帮助我们更清楚了解。
And so we find the story of a man whose name will be changed.
好，所以我们来看到有一个人呢，他的名字呢后来被改了。
And it's a good thing his name was changed because his first name was no good.
很棒，就是说他后来改了名字，因为他本来的名字不是个好名字。
The name he was given was a heel grabber.
那他本来的名字呢叫做抓人家脚跟的人。
I see you and your good life. I want what you have, and so I'll pull you down so I can get it.
哦，我看见你的生活，哇，你过得好日子，所以呢，我要去抓你，把你拉下来，好叫我能够去过你的好日子。
And so the younger twin is named Jacob.
因此，这双胞胎里面这比较年轻的弟弟呢，名字叫雅各。
I wish I was you.
哦，雅各说，我真希望我是你呀。
And I'll grab your heel and bring you down.
所以呢，我就抓你的脚跟，把你拉下来。
So when his father asks him, "Is that you, my son?"
所以当他的父亲问他说，是你吗，我的儿子啊？
Well, who would want to say, "I'm a heel grabber"?
啊，谁要很坦诚的说，我是抓脚跟的人
？Of course, he says, "Yes, it is I, your son Esau."
啊，当然他就回答说，是的，是我，你的儿子以扫。
And his father asks him twice, "Is that you, my son Esau?"
而他的父亲就问了他两次，你是我的儿子以扫吗？
The mother gave the clothes of the elder brother and put it on the younger brother.
所以母亲就把哥哥的这个衣服穿在弟弟的身上。
The moment I put on a garment that doesn't belong to me,
我一旦穿上不属于我的衣服，
and proclaim a name that is not mine,
然后宣告一个不属于我的名字，
I go into exile from my own life.
我就会从我自己的生命当中进入到被放逐的生活里。
Let that be a great warning to all who are responsible. Do not put garments where they do not belong.
所以这给我们一个警惕啊，不要把不适用的衣服穿在别人的身上，特别是在你儿女的身上。
So Jacob, in the name of Esau, goes into exile for so many years.
因此雅各啊，他用了他哥哥的这个名字呢，后来就过了好多年被放逐的生活。
And what is the hardship that he faced?
那他所面对的这个艰困是什么呢？
He faced the hardship of his own sin.
他所面对的这些困难的处境，其实是面对他自己的罪。
You ever observed two people who are fighting all the time?
啊，你曾经观察过两个常常在争吵的人吗？
And then they come to you because they're, you know, you're a friend.
那他们就来找你，因为你是他们的朋友。
And the first person complains to you about the other person. He's always complaining. He's so negative all the time. Just complaining and negative all the time.
然后第一个人呢，就跟你抱怨说，哦，对方啊，总是说负面消极的话啦，他总是在抱怨啦，哒哒哒啦。
Well, in the relationship with you, the person who's complaining actually is always very, very negative.
那在跟你的关系当中，这个说别人老是在抱怨的人呢，他就常常在抱怨。
But of course, he doesn't realize how negative and how pessimistic he is.
但是他自己没有这样的察觉，不知道自己是这么样的负面、消极，这样的悲观。
And so the other person in the fight comes to you as your friend and complains. He's so negative. He's so pessimistic. Always complaining all the time.
然后另外那个人也来找你说，哦，对方啊，真的是很悲观啊，老是这么负面、消极，老是在抱怨。
So often the reason why we don't like someone,
通常我们不喜欢某一个人的原因，
is because they're living in such in a character that is a mirror of our own sin.
是因为他们的生活，他们的生命，其实就是像一面镜子，反照出我们自己这个罪性的生命光景，所以我们不喜欢他们。
So let that be helpful to you.
好。希望这样的说法啊，能够对你有所帮助。
If you find something, a characteristic of somebody that you just can't stand,
比如说你发现某一个人有某一个特性，你就是无法忍受。
Maybe that's a hidden character that you haven't faced yet.
或许那个也是隐藏在你自己里面的一个属性，是你自己还没有去面对的。
When you find healing, cleansing, and you stop behaving like that, that person becomes a saint.The other person, you no problem with.
好，当你自己得到医治、洁净之后呢？啊，你本来不喜欢的那个人，现在对你来讲看起来就像圣徒一样了。
Goes back to Yeshua's teaching. Take out the tree from your own eyes, so you can see the speck in your brother.
就回到耶稣的教导说，你当先除去自己眼中的梁木啊，你就能够看见弟兄他眼中是木屑。
So Jacob faces his own bad character, his own name in his uncle again and again, from year after year after year.
因此雅各在他舅舅拉班的家里呢，他所面对的正是自己的这个罪性那个部分，一年又一年又一年。
He grows up and he matures.
但是在这过程里面，他成长了，而且他成熟了。
So now God wants to bring him back home.
因此现在神要把他带回家。
Because he's learned, he's ready to return.
因为他已经学会了他的功课，他预备好要回家了。
However, so he leaves where he was at with his uncle.
因此他就离开他舅舅拉班的家。
And now he's going to come home to his family, but there's a serious problem.
现在他要回到自己的家，可是他遇到一个严重的问题。
The brother he pulled down,
他所拉下来的这个哥哥
said, "Next time I see you, I kill you."
曾经撂下这样的狠话，说下次再见到你，一定把你给杀了。
So Jacob remains.The outside the land of Israel, knowing the next day he crosses the river, he meets his death, or so he thinks.
所以在雅各的脑海里面呢，他就想，在他还没有回到他的家乡之前，他就在想，只要我渡过这条河，我就会面对死亡。
He can't go back to the past, and he can't go forward because he fears death by the hand of his brother.
他没有办法再回头走回头路回到过去，但是他也不敢往前，因为他往前是要面对他哥哥以扫的这个杀害。
And now we're in Genesis chapter
32.
Oh, you don't have to move there. This is the story of Genesis 32.
好，这是记载在创世纪32章。
We'll just in passing because we want to focus on numbers.
我们只是稍微提到，因为我们的重点要放在民数记。
The text says he remains there alone, no one with him.
经文里面就这样记载，雅各单独在那里。
And a man wrestles with him all night long.
然后有一个人来整夜与雅各摔跤。
Many interpreters suggest that the angel he is wrestling with is truly his own life. He is wrestling with himself.
很多解经家说，这个跟他摔跤的人呢。事实上是他自己，他在跟自己摔跤。
But at the same time, he is wrestling with an angel. That's very clear.
但同时，他也是在跟一个天使摔跤，很清楚的。
And what is he asking the angel with whom he wrestles?
那个跟他摔跤的这个天使问他什么问题呢？
The same pursuit of his youth, blessing, give me blessing, bless me, bless me.
他对这个天使要求什么呢？就是他年轻的时候所追求的。祝福，祝福我，祝福我，祝福我。
He's now a wealthy man. He returns home as a wealthy man.
雅各现这趟要回家啊，他已经是一个家财万贯的人了。
And still, what does he say?
但仍然他在求的是什么？
I will not let you go until you bless me.
除非你祝福我，否则我就不容你走。
He's fighting all night long and still, bless me.
他整夜在那边摔跤，想的还是祝福我，祝福我。
And so now the opportunity has come to him.
现在有一个机会临到他了。
What does God say?
神说什么呢？
The angel says he asks him a very simple question.
这个使者问他一个很简单的问题。
What is your name?
你叫什么名字？
Can you say it?
你能够说出来吗？
If he responds Esau, he goes right back to exile.
如果他的回答是我是以扫，他又回去被放逐的生命里了。
But now he knows the truth of his character and his problem.
但现在他清楚明白他自己的个性以及他真正的问题。
And he can face it. I am Jacob.
而且他可以坦然去面对，他回答说我是雅各。
And now here is the Torah's definition of what is true blessing.
那么妥拉对祝福真正的定义在这里。
The angel or God responds, "No longer will you say Jacob, but now Israel."
神的使者告诉雅各说，你的名字不再被叫做雅各，而是以色列。
God changes his name.
神改变了他的名字。
Again, your name defines you.
再一次，你是谁？由你的名字来定义你。
It defines your life and your reputation.
它呢，对你的生命跟你的名声都是做了定义。
So what does it mean to have your name changed by God?
那么，当神改变一个人的名字的时候，是什么意思呢？
You must be able to say, no longer I am Jacob, but now I am Israel.
他对雅各说，你要能够说，我不再是雅各，而是以色列。
Israel with a new name, a new definition, a new identity.
以色列有一个新的名字，新的身份认同，新的认知。
The result of this encounter, Jacob realizes that he saw the face of God. So,
in this kind of 会遇之后，雅各明白他亲自见到神的面了。
And therefore, he names the place Face of God, Peniel.
因此，他把那个地方叫做庇努伊勒，也就是神的面。
And what does he say?
在这里，他要表达的是什么呢
？I saw the face of God, and now I live. My life has been rescued.
我看见了神的面，因此从今以后，我的生命是得拯救了，我能够真实来活了。
Up until now, I journeyed in the fear of death.
直到这一刻之前呢，他的生命旅程是活在对死亡的恐惧当中。
But now, I've seen the face of God. I've been blessed.
但现在我亲眼见神的面，我知道我的生命是蒙福的。
Which means he, God changed my name.
所以神改变了我的名字。
I have been transformed.
因此我的生命是转化了。
And now I am free to live.
所以我现在有活的自由了。
Blessing therefore in Torah is transformation.
因此在妥拉里面对祝福的观点就是转化。
If your name is Mr. Jerk, and everybody calls you Mr. Jerk.
Jerk.
Mr.
怪蛋啊、
Nasty.
不是 Jerk, 是什么我们叫什么 Jerk.
Mr.
你这个
I don't know. You can choose anything you want.
如果呢你的名字是讨厌鬼。
That's your reputation. Nobody likes you.
你的名声就是这样，人家看到你就觉得你是讨厌鬼，没有人喜欢你。
According to the Torah, for you to be blessed,
所以按照妥拉，你若要蒙福
is for your name to be now and reputation to now be Mr. Wonderful.
你的名字跟名声呢，要从讨厌鬼到奇妙啊，好棒的先生
and,
，Wonderful 先生
，or whatever you want to say, Mr. Beautiful, Wonderful, I love, Mr. I love you. Your reputation is now good.
好，所以你的名声可能是现在变成我爱你先生，你现在有好名声了。
Why? Because your nature has been changed. You have a new identity, and therefore you have a new name.
因为你的本质被改变了，你有一个新的身份。因此你也有一个新的名字。
And now, no longer Jacob, but Israel rises up, crosses the river, and faces the fear that before debilitated him.
所以现在不再是雅各，而是以色列。他站起来，勇敢地面对以前他所恐惧的这个死亡。
And that is part of that is what we understand the Hebrew word for bless is baruch.
所以在希伯来文里面，祝福这个字是 baruch。
baruch literally comes from the root word which means your knee。
baruch 的字根呢是膝盖。
which means that when you're being blessed, you are on your knees。
意思也就是说，当你蒙福的时候，你是跪着的。
You're no longer walking in the past, but you're not yet able to walk in the future。
你不再活在过去。但是也还没有能够进入未来。
And so you come down to your knees, you stop.
因此呢，你跪下来，你停下来。
And you receive the transformation from the living God.
然后你从这个永生神那边来领受生命的转化。
You receive transformation from the light of God's face.
你从神的面光当中来领受这个转化的生命。
Mr. Horrible went down on his knees.
所以这个糟糕先生、可怕先生现在跪下来了。
Received blessing and now rises up to his feet as Mr. Wonderful.
领受到祝福之后站起来，他就变成好好先生。
That is the Torah definition of being blessed.
因此，从妥拉里面对祝福的定义就是这样。
May God bless you.
愿耶和华赐福给你吗
？No.
不。
God bless you. God transform you.
神赐福你，神转化你的生命。
But to face the name of the character that I've been walking in up until now.
但是我要面对我的生命过往以来所有的这样的一个品格，一个性格。
It can be very difficult and very frightening.
有可能是非常困难，而且非常令你害怕的。
To be the person that, imagine you are the, you, back to those two people fighting.
再回到那个两个争吵的人这个例子里。
And to be the person always complaining about that person that is so negative and so horrible to be around.
如果呢，其中一个老是抱怨另外一个人说，啊，他总是在抱怨，跟他在一起真的是很困难。
To face the reality that you're complaining and describing your own character is really very, very difficult.
那要认清这个事实，说你对这个人的抱怨，事实上也是在描述你自己这样的属性的时候呢，要真正能够面对这一点是很困难的事。
It can be enough to destroy a person sometimes.
有时候呢，这个困难度可能会毁掉一个人。
And therefore God says, I bless you and I guard you.
因此在这里，神说，我赐福给你，而且我保护你。
In order to walk in this transformation in healing, we need to know ourselves in a very safe and secure place.
为了要让我们的生命行走在这样的一个转化跟医治的过程里面，我们必须要知道我们的处境是一个安全的处境。
We need to know ourselves protected under the shadow of His wings.
我们必须要知道，在神翅膀的印下，我们是得着他保护的。
Remember how often David in the Psalm sings, "I am in the shadow of Your wings."
记得多少次诗篇的作者大卫说，我是在你翅膀的印下。
David knew himself here in the Holy of Holies under the wings of the cherubim.
所以大卫知道他是来到至圣所，在这一个基路伯翅膀的印下。
That's where the glory resides. He knew himself inside the glory.
因为这就是荣耀居住的地方，大卫是在荣耀之中来看自己，认识自己的。
Guarded and protected.
知道他自己是蒙保护的。
And therefore able to face any deceit the enemy that Satan may have taught me to believe.
也因为这样，他能够面对任何撒旦教导他要去相信的这个谎言。
So a person needs to know himself safe in order to let himself be seen and revealed.
因此一个人要让他自己真正被看见，被显明出来之前，要先知道他是在一个安全的环境里。
Parents often wonder, why do my teenager never talk to me anymore?
有些做父母的常常在想，为什么我的儿女到了青少年时期就不再跟我说话了呢？
You have a wonderful meal and there's not a word.
为他准备了很好吃的一餐，可是桌上他不讲一句话。
Well, how often does a teenager only receive instruction? Don't do this, don't do this, don't do that. You should do this, you should be doing that.
但是你也回想一下，你的青少年的儿女呢，有多少次从你那边只听到指示，然后告诉他说，你这个能做，这个不能做，那个不能做，你应该做这个，应该做那个。
Doesn't matter how old you are.
所以不管你年纪多大。
No one would feel accepted and safe in that kind of environment.
在这样的一个环境里面，没有一个人会觉得自己是安全的，是蒙接纳的。
And therefore we guard and protect ourselves.
因此呢，我们就会有自我防卫机制。
But as long as I am protecting myself, I am not free to be intimately seen.
但是如果我的自我保护是那么强的话，我就不可能显明我自己，然后跟别人建立亲密的关系。
Here in this place of the Holy of Holies is a place of face-to-face relationship.
所以至圣所是一个面对面的地方。
The place where we know ourselves truly seen by God.
在那个地方，我们知道真实的你是被神所看见的。
For nothing can escape the light of God's face in this place.
因为在这个地方，没有任何事物能够逃出神的面光。
I know He sees everything that I've hidden from everybody in my life up until this point.
所以在这个地方，我知道我对其他人所隐藏的一切关乎我生命的事，神全看见了。
And in His protection in the safe embrace, in his safe embrace, I receive the transformation.
然而在他的保护，在他的这种亲密的安全的拥抱当中，我的生命能够被转化的。
I can admit to the way in which I've been walking, and I can now receive a new name from God.
我可以在他面前坦诚我过去生命的光景，然后现在从他来领受这个新的名字。
Now these words are spoken to a whole community.
这些话是对整个社群说的。
A community is receiving them as one. The language is singular.
所以呢，整个社群像一体一般来领受这个祝福。那这里用词是用单数的。
This word guard, protect,
保护这个字
is the Hebrew word shamor.
希伯来文是 shamor.
The first time we see this word being used by God,
我们第一次看见神用这个字
is back in Genesis chapter 2 verse 15.
是在创世纪第二章十五节。
Remember, we only read half of the verse.
记得当时我们只读了这一节的一半。
We only read the Lord God caused man to rest in the garden of delight.
我们只读到神使人安歇在伊甸园中。
Well, now let's look at the second part of the verse.
所以现在我们来看这一节的后半段。
What do we do there in this place of delight?
在这个伊甸园里面，这个喜悦的园子里面，我们做什么呢？
The Hebrew text uses two Hebrew words.
希伯来文呢，用了两个希伯来字。
What we do there is avodah.
我们在那里所做的是 avodah.
Avodah means describes your work.
Avodah 呢，就是对你的工作的一种描述。
And it can also mean to serve and to worship.
那 avodah 也有服务。服事跟敬拜的意义。
In your work, you have the potential to be serving and worshiping God in whatever you may be doing.
所以在你的工作里面，不论你在做什么样的工作，你都有服事神跟敬拜神的机会。
Whether you're washing dishes or you work in a law firm, if you're doing it unto God.
不论你是在洗碗呢，还是在这个法律事务所里面工作，你都要做这件事，像是对着主做的。
By bringing the garden of delight there to your workplace.
然后把这个伊甸园的生命带到你的职场上。
Then you're worshiping God.
这个就是对神的敬拜。
And then the second word that describes what we do in this place.
然后在这里用到的第二个字
is shamor.
是 shamor.
Guard.
看守。
God says to us, guard this place.
神告诉我们要去看守、护卫这个地方。
Protect the delight.
保护这样的喜悦。
It is the most precious element of our life.
因为这是我们生命当中最珍贵的指数。
In this place of delight, we find the fullness of our life.
在喜悦的园子里面，你才能够心满意足。
It is exactly what Satan is striving to steal from us.
那这也是撒旦他努力要从我们生命当中偷窃抢夺的。
And therefore God says, guard it, protect it.
因此神这里说，你要看守住，你要护卫它。
That's what God says to us in our daily life, protect, guard, delight.
所以这是神每天对我们说的，你要看守，你要护卫着这样的喜悦的生命。
And if we do that,
如果我们这样做，
now when we come to Numbers chapter 6,
现在我们回到民数记第六章，
God bless you and guard you.
神他赐福给你，保护你，看守你。
Guarding is guarding the garden.
所以在这里的看守、保护就是看守住这园子。
The transformation, the blessing, results in me knowing I am the garden.
所以这个祝福，也就是转化的生命，带领我进入到一个光景里面，我明白我就是这个喜悦的园子。
And I will do everything and anything possible to guard the garden of delight in my relationship, my love relationship with my spouse.
所以呢，我要尽我一切所能去看守、保护我一切爱的关系，跟我配偶的这些喜悦跟爱的关系。
If I am not guarding the love relationship within the home,
如果我没有去看守、保护住家中这样爱的关系，
there will be no delight.
那么就没有喜悦可言。
Joy will flee.
喜乐就会飞走了。
And instead of a house of peace, we have a broken house.
这时候我们就不再能够拥有平安的家，
and,
而是破碎的家。
And so the Jewish people have been serving God, believing that if I guard the light in the home, I am worshiping God.
因此犹太人的观念是，如果我能够保守住家中的喜悦，那么我就是在服侍神，在敬拜神。
That's why the Jewish people say, if you want to serve God, go, love your spouse, delight in your children.
所以犹太人会这样说，如果你想要侍奉神，那么去爱你的配偶，那么喜悦你的儿女吧。
That is your supreme ministry.
因为这是你最上层的服侍。
That is the first commandment given by God.
这也是神所给予的第一条诫命。
And if you do that,
如果你这样做，
The words in number 6 promises us He will guard us.
民数记第六章的话语应许我们，他必然保护我们。
For we will know ourselves to be the garden of delight, and therefore God guards us.
因为我们知道我们就是这喜悦的园子，所以神他会看守眷顾我们。
Otherwise, we are not safe.
否则我们是不安全的。
And the enemy has ways to attack us that are so painful.
而且仇敌有很多的方式能够来攻击我们，而这些都会使我们很痛苦。
God, Lord bless you and guard you.
耶和华赐福给你，保护你。
Now I keep saying Lord, but here is God's personal name.
那我都一直说主啊，但这里呢，主用的是神的名字耶和华。
But I'd like to explore the study of His name for tomorrow.
那对他名字的研究呢，我们要摆在明天来研读。
Verse 25.
好，我们看二十五节。
Light of Lord's face shine upon you.
耶和华使他的脸光照你。
Now when I know myself transformed.
当我知道我的生命已经转化了，
I know myself guarded and protected.
我知道我的生命是蒙神看守眷顾的。
I know that my existence is here under the shadow of His wings in the Holy of Holies.
我知道我是在至圣所，在他翅膀的荫下生存着，存活的，存在着。
What do I discover in this place, in this chamber of the Holy of Holies?
那么我在至圣所里面，在这内室里找到什么呢？
But the light of God's face.
乃是主脸上的光。
Now finally, this light, the light of God's face, we've been speaking about it quite a bit.
好，那在这个主脸上的光啊，我们描述很多。
So now back to day one of creation.
这个关乎这个光，我们回到创世纪第一天。
Please read again, Genesis chapter 1, verse 1.2 and 3.
好，我们再来读一次《创世纪》第一章二节跟三节。地是空虚混沌，渊面黑暗，神的灵运行在水面上。神说要有光，就有了光。
As we said, the sun, moon, and stars, they will be created on day four. This is only day one.
好，这个是创造的第一天。那日月星辰是到了第四天才被造的。
So, the light of day one, what is it? What is its source?
因此第一天的这个光，它的源头是什么呢？
We saw before that, well, Yeshua is, of course, the light of God.
当然我们也知道耶稣他就是神的光。
But this light is now going to be called day.
但是现在这个光呢，要被称为白昼。
And it will be separated from night.
会跟夜晚分开。
And we explored what this night, this darkness is in the land of Egypt.
那我们也探索过说，这个在埃及全地的这个黑暗代表的是什么？
Where one is unable to see or perceive their family members.
就是当一个人看不见他自己家里的人的时候。
And now, if that is night where one cannot see God, self, or family.
如果这个就是夜晚，就是代表一个人看不见神，看不见自己，也看不见其他人。
What is the light of day?
那么白昼的光又代表什么呢？
Remember, this is not a 24-hour period.
记得这所谓的白昼不是24小时。
Because time has not yet been created.
因为在这一节里面呢，还没有创造时间。
Time will be created by God on day four.
时间啊，季节是在第四天才受造的。
So day in the Torah is something much more profound than this time.
在妥拉里面，在这一个地点，在这个地方呢，这个日啊，它的意义是更深入的。
Time day is when we truly perceive the light of God.
所以在这里所谓的白昼、白日、日呢，代表的是说我们能够真实的看见跟认识神。
And can be seen only in His face.
而且也只有在他的面前，在他的面光当中，我们能够被看见。
As we see the light of Yeshua radiating from God's face，
就如同我们说，耶稣是神光辉的反照。